Escalating tensions. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. Navy overseeing the operation of collecting debris from the suspected Chinese spy balloon that floated across the nation last week. It was shot down yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Myrtle Beach Police spokesman Tom Vest is asking for the public's help in the recovery effort.
Contact law enforcement right away. Anything on the beach that you see for this one specifically, if it is a piece of evidence that may be involved in this federal investigation, we need to know right away so that we can secure it and get it to the authorities.
Meanwhile, Beijing saying the balloon was a weather research aircraft that had veered off course.
Unsurprisingly, China's foreign ministry is trying to pass the takedown of their surveillance balloon as an attack on a civilian airship, as they call it, adding that China now, quote, reserves the right to make further responses if necessary.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. It's the first time a foreign craft of any kind has been shot down over U.S. territory since Pearl Harbor. President Biden is scheduled to deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire tells ABC's This Week what he expects to hear from the president.
Look, I'm a free market principled Republican. I'd love to hear that he's focusing on an efficient budget, sending more opportunity back to states, actually believing in locals, believing in individuals and individual liberty. But I know what we're going to hear. We're going to hear him take credit for, you know, adding more jobs than ever before. After a pandemic, that wasn't very hard.
The U.S. added 517,000 jobs in January, and inflation dropped to 6.5% in December. Federal investigators saying on Sunday that a mechanical defect caused the train derailment in Ohio, which then resulted in a massive fire. About 50 cars derailed in East Palestine on Friday night. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake hitting Turkey. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A possible new avenue to fight America's biggest addiction crisis. Fox's Casey Stiegel has more.
Dr. Colin Hale and his team at the University of Houston have been working on a solution to the nation's fentanyl crisis and believe they've found an answer.
It's similar to the hepatitis B vaccine. The vaccine stimulates the body to make antibodies against fentanyl. Carlos, you want to take a picture of this?
Scientists say those antibodies can block the euphoric high a person feels from taking the drug.
The antibodies bind to fentanyl, prevent it from getting into the brain, and then it is exited from the body. The individual that...
fall to easily win the Arkansas governor's election, a position her father, Mike Huckabee, has held as well. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised her as their pick this year.
The first woman governor in Arkansas and the very first father-daughter ever to be governor of a state is going to give our State of the Union response.
Huckabee Sanders says she will focus on conservatives' optimism and said we're ready to begin a new chapter in the story of America to be written by a new generation of leaders ready to defend freedom against what she called the radical left. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Pope Francis says he's planning to visit India next year and studying a possible trip to Mongolia, the first for a pope. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.